Georgia real estate headlines. Douglas County building permits and inspections, protecting GA property values. The Douglas County Building Permits and Inspections Department works to protect life, health, and property by guarding against hazards from faulty design and construction. Real estate professionals in GA can assure clients that Douglas County's permit and inspection process helps safeguard property investments and reduce liability risks. Review permit requirements at http://www.douglascountyga.gov/224/building-permits-inspections before listing or developing properties in Douglas County. Georgia real estate headline: GADOR maintains county property records portal for tax assessment research. The Georgia Department of Revenue provides a centralized list of links to county tax office websites where property valuation assessments and tax collection information can be accessed. Real estate professionals rely on accurate property valuation and tax data for transactions, and this portal streamlines access to all 159 county tax assessors and commissioners. Bookmark https://dor.georgia.gov/property-records-online to quickly navigate to any county's property records and tax office contacts. Georgia real estate headlines. GSCCCA launches Georgia Property Records Search Tool. The Georgia Superior Court Clerks Cooperative Authority provides an online portal for searching real estate property records statewide. GA real estate professionals can quickly verify ownership, liens, and title history to expedite transactions and reduce due diligence risk. Bookmark the GSCCA Property Search Portal to streamline your next title review. http://search.gsccca.org/realestate/property-search.asp. Georgia real estate headlines. Georgia commission rates. What agents earn across the state. Calibri Real Estate School breaks down average real estate commission rates by city in Georgia. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps Georgia agents negotiate competitively and set realistic income expectations. Review city-by-city commission data at the link below to see how your market compares. Georgia real estate headlines. Georgia Realtor commission fees average 5.66% in 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey found the average real estate commission in Georgia is 5.66%, slightly below the national average. Georgia agents can benchmark their own commission structures against this verified local average when discussing fees with clients. Review the full Georgia commission data at the source link. Georgia real estate updates. Georgia agents, what HomeLight says about average commission rates in your market. HomeLight published a guide explaining the average Georgia real estate commission rate and what sellers might pay a realtor to sell their house, plus tips to help sellers retain proceeds. Understanding how commission rates are communicated to the public helps Georgia agents anticipate client questions and articulate their value in a competitive market. Review HomeLight's perspective on Georgia commissions to align your client conversations. /heberdew.com/blog/average-real-estate-commission-georgia/. Georgia real estate updates. Gwinnett County tax assessors roll out property ownership database for GA pros. The Gwinnett County Tax Assessor's Office provides property ownership data containing property details such as ownership and values for parcels. Real estate professionals in GA can access verified ownership and valuation data directly from the county assessor to support transactions, comps, and due diligence in one of the state's largest markets. Bookmark the database to streamline your Gwinnett County property research. Georgia real estate updates. Georgia Tax Assessor's Portal unlocks parcel, tax, and GIS data for all 159 counties. Georgia Assessors is a centralized portal providing online access to parcel data, tax digest information, and GIS maps searchable by owner name, address, parcel number, legal description, or account number for every county in the state. Real estate professionals in Georgia can quickly research property assessments, sales comparables, and tax exemptions to inform valuations, negotiations, and client advisement. Bookmark http://www.qpublic.net/vvassessors/loadpage.php/loaded1 for direct access to county assessor websites, appraisal processes, and appeal procedures statewide. Georgia real estate updates. Georgia Commission Guide: How Rates Split, Who Pays, and How to Negotiate. A comprehensive guide breaks down average real estate commission in Georgia, including how commissions are split, who pays them, and strategies for negotiating rates. Understanding commission structures helps Georgia agents maximize earnings and stay competitive as industry trends evolve. Use the commission calculators and salary tools at the link below to benchmark your rates. Georgia Real Estate Updates. Fulton County Board of Assessors. New senior homestead exemptions auto-applied for eligible reside. In 2025, voters approved new senior homestead exemptions for Fulton County Schools and Atlanta Public Schools property taxes, which will be automatically applied for seniors who already have basic homestead exemptions on file and previously established eligibility. Real estate professionals advising senior clients in Fulton County should verify exemption status during transactions, as these automatic adjustments may affect net property tax obligations and listing disclosures. Review current exemption statuses at https://fultonassessor.org before closing transactions involving senior homeowners. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors. Most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outbusinesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. When and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most GA jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with 3 comparable sales from within 6 months and a half-mile radius, and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before.